Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Die regering en die private sektor werk nou al van baie langer as 'n jaar saam om probleme met elektrisiteitsverskaffing en spoorvervoer op te los en ook om die regering te help om misdaad en korrupsie meer doeltreffend te bekamp en te vervolg. En daardie proses was en is relatief suksesvol. Nou die president en sowat 140 van die maatskappybase van die grootste groepe in Suid-Afrika het gisteraand bijeengekom en hulle het blad geskit oor 'n tweede fase van hierdie samenwerking. En hulle het baie ambisieuse planne, hierdie maatskappybase en die regering wil sien dat die ekonomie einde aanstaande jaar met meer as 3% groei. Cas Kovaria is die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Eenheid Suid-Afrika of BUSA. Cas, thank you so much for your time tonight. 3% plus growth by the end of next year. That is very, very ambitious. So can you maybe just give us some context to how you think we can get there?
Yeah, and thanks for having me and hi to your listeners. Yeah, it is ambitious, but that's what we said last night, that we need to be ambitious. We believe that in a year, and this initiative with government, the first phase of it started in June last year. And in 1 year, we've achieved quite a bit in our view. And we believe that if we continue along those lines and with the new administration, the government of national unity, which in itself has instilled confidence in the country, you know, inflation has gone down, the currency is looking good, interest rates have gone down, there's seems to be optimism on the part of investors. All of that put together, together with the ongoing partnership and more commitment to that partnership, both from the public and private sector, we believe that we can aim for that. Now, it's an ambition. We didn't say it's a target. It's an ambition. But we think that the things are in place at the moment and coming into place where if we all work together to actually keep the center in government, make the government of national unity work, leverage off the confidence that we have currently, and put even double our efforts in the partnership, we think that we have a good chance of getting there.
But what needs to happen for the country to get there? Because in South Africa, we are very optimistic in the short term. We are very good at making plans. We're not that good at implementing them. But we've seen economic growth stagnate. I think if we get to 1% this year, it will be a really good number. You know, there's a lot of talks also about structural reforms that need to happen. And again, that takes a long time to happen. So within which, you know, guidelines do you think, or where do you think we can, are the low-hanging fruit we can pick to get to a 3% growth rate? Because that would really change the dynamics of the country at the moment.
Okay, so already in energy, we've seen substantial private sector investment in energy generation. The transmission company has now been formed. We're working together to look at grid capacity. We're working together to look at the restructuring of Eskom. And that will increase, and we will, in our view, have a very, very different looking energy environment where private sector space has opened up considerably, where we've worked on the grid to actually accommodate additional energy generation, and we worked on distribution of energy, and all of that is in the channels. We believe we'll make good progress on logistics. We've opened up already some private sector space in ports and in containers. We believe that that will be the trend. We will open up more private sector participation in managing some of our rail traffic, in managing some of our critical rail nodes. And all of that, one, will bring in private sector investment, will improve, as we're already improving on the energy side, will improve our logistics situation in the next year, we hope. and will actually lead to a situation that says that this country is now working to actually address some of the bottlenecks to investment, some of the bottlenecks that actually stifle our ability to grow. And that brings in additional investment. And what we have here now is a government that is saying that a partnership between the public and private sector can only be good for the country. A government that's committed to it, a private sector that's committed to putting resources and capacity in. And those two together well, then we need to ensure that we bring labor in, because it's also important that workers not only benefit from this growth but and society, but also buy into what we're trying to do. And I think that if we do all of that, investors will see that we are ready and open for business, that they can come and invest here, that there are good opportunities in this country. And that's what we've got to do. And some of the structural reform issues in energy are well on the way. In logistics, we believe will be on the way pretty soon. And then we've got to deal with the crime and corruption issues. And there, I think that, I mean, we've worked on a forensics capability for the country. We're working with National Treasury to try and ensure that we get off the FATF grey list, which in itself raises confidence. And we're beginning to work with other parts of the criminal justice system, including the NPA, to see if we can put people in orange overalls. Now, we believe that we have an environment at the moment where all of those things are more possible than they've been in the last decade. And so we've got to give ourselves the chance to do all of that.
Wel, hopelik gebeur dit, ons sal dit fynd ophou. Kees, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Kees Kovadia, die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Eenheid Suid-Afrika of Busa.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.